This goes to Dr. Osceello, AUSIELLO, fax 616-754-1062, regarding Rose Hubbard, H-U-B-B, like boy, A-R-D, like David. Date of birth 4/23/1938. Dear Dr. Osceello, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hubbard with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was August 2nd of 2023. She has been feeling well. She did lose 12 pounds over the last 7 months, and she is trying to limit caloric intake in order to keep the weight off. She believes blood sugars have been fairly well controlled also, and no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does have edema of the lower extremities, and that is stable and slightly better, actually, than it was 6 months ago. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan, 50 milligrams once a day. Lasix is 20 milligrams a day. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 189 pounds, pulse 56, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 62. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart regular, abdomen obese, no tenderness, no ascites. She has 1+ peripheral edema without evidence of cellulitis. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/28/23, and the patient will be getting lab studies done this month. Most recent creatinine was 2.0 with estimated GFR of 24. Albumin 3.7. Electrolytes are normal. Her calcium is 9.3, phosphorus 4.5, hemoglobin 10.4, normal white count, platelets 136,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of chronic kidney disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, diabetic nephropathy that's currently well controlled. Ongoing weight loss has helped. 3, hypertension also currently at goal. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.